I will just use the extra time.
So this is Marco.
Hello.
He's going to talk about open source EV charging.
Yes, thanks a lot. Yeah, I'm Marco. I'm part of the Everest Open Source Project, as I try to visualize here. And I would love to tell you about the issues in EV charging, what we try to do there with the Open Source Project, and yeah, how we fix all these messy real-world problems. So, in principle, with all this energy transition going on, we want to electrify billions of cars in the world. So that's quite a lot. And if you look at the industry, there's currently thousands of different car types, and it won't get less. There's thousands of charging station types, backends, apps, whatsoever. If you just extrapolate, we will use billions of charging stations, and this is just an interoperability nightmare. We see maintenance issues in the field, we see stranded assets, and let's say software quality isn't where it should be. And what this picture visualizes, we have a combinatorial problem. Like if you have 1,000 car types, 1,000 charging station types, 1,000 backing system types, it's a billion combinations you have to consider when you test, and that's basically impossible. And there are really systems where you have to test every combination, or it would be better if you do so. So how do we address that? First of all, we could standardize all of this, then everything would be better. But as XKCD also pointed out, just adding more and more standards is not the solution here. So we should try something different. And what the Everest Open Source Project is doing is we try to have one software stack which solves and serves all the possible combinations here. So the idea is unifying that ecosystem with open source. And I guess my dear friend Achim is listening to this. No, I'm not saying everything has to be one open source project, but I think having 1,000 implementations out there is not solving the thing. So if we condense it down to a few, would actually help quite a bit. And this shared investment is also freeing up resources for doing actual useful stuff instead of having the tens or hundreds implementation of a car interaction protocol. So what Everest is technically doing, yes, we're Apache licensed software stack under the Linux Foundation Energy. We do all kind of interaction between cars, payment terminal, displays, backend management system, the power grid, either locally or remote. And so that means we have tons of different protocols to integrate, and we have a lot of state machine in the middle. And the problem is every charger looks different. So you have maybe single port home chargers, which are super dumb. You have public charging parks with a lot of different hardware configurations. How do you map that into one software stack? Yeah, we build something like a module framework where you can freely configure forever what you want to build out of that. So it can tailor the software to your hardware. So building block thinking. The problem with that, if you do that, so you enable a huge ecosystem of different players and vendors using that with their products, or being compatible, or building that into their products, and or using it in their chargers in the field. But you can't just cover that by simple unit tests of testing a single line or just making 100% code coverage, because you need something like scenario coverage. And then I'm back to the billion combinations. So I tried to map out with a colleague last week. So what is the stuff we're actually doing out there? So it's not just unit tests. We are going from best practices, Linux Foundation suggests that to us, like CI/CD, code smell, audits. We're doing all of that. On top of that, we try to implement each protocol as much as we can from both sides. So not only implementing the charger side of a communication channel, but also the car side, so we could at least test against ourselves. But if you test against yourself, you're also maybe talking bullshit to yourself. So we also need to test against third party. You need